Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, what a week three in the National Football League. We'll tell you what we saw, including the Eagles keeping their undefeated season alive in a crazy finish against the Rams. Chiefs finally get their first win of the season, taking care of business against the Giants on Sunday Night Football. We'll also name our Monday MVP and a whole lot more. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What a weekend of football. Like, just when you think, oh, the NFL, the favorites are crushing, you know, the best teams are the best teams. Not so fast, my friend. I knew that chaos was going to come because we didn't really see it in weeks one and two as much as we normally do. But boy, was it back with a vengeance in week three.
It was awesome. Yesterday was one of those days where you're like, this is why football just controls everything in the fall. College, pros, particularly in the NFL yesterday. Like, the NFL had a day yesterday where this is why Roger Goodell gets away with saying, you know, you'll take whatever I give you, and you'll like it, and you'll ask for more. Because it was just awesome. This was a great weekend, and I'm so glad I sat down with the lovely Catherine, and she's always very good about this. And I said, I'm going to have to start watching a lot more football, and I already watch a lot more football. And then I'll make it up to you in the spring. She's like, yeah, I don't care. I'll look at TikToks. We'll just sit here and order food. I was like, oh, it's beautiful. It was great. What a weekend. I'm coming off a natural high. It was great.
Well, that's part of marriage. And I will say I had a moment this weekend where I felt like I was living in a fairy tale. So I'm reclined on the couch.
Okay.
And my husband, Jake, is like, hey, do you want me to go pick up some barbecue for us? I was like, yes, I do. And I don't want to get up off this couch. He said, I'll take Blake with me so you don't have to entertain her. So you just put your feet up and you watch some college football. And I said, thanks, sweetie. And I said to myself, all these people on social media are like, there are no good men out there anymore. There are good men out there. You just need to know where to look.
Well, I just fell in love with Jake. What's he doing later? What's he doing this weekend? Does he travel a lot? He likes to travel, right? What do you do? You want to come around here? That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Good on him for taking care of you because you work really hard. I know you take care of Blake a lot, as he does, but that's an awesome gesture.
Yeah, I know, because people are like, oh, women belong in the kitchen. You know, you should be getting your husband a sandwich. But listen, you don't want me in the kitchen. I'm not a good cook. So we get takeout, and both genders can certainly do that.
I disagree. I keep hearing, you say you're not a good cook. I think you're sandbagging, because I keep hearing about these delicious stews and soups and things that you make on a regular basis. Like, didn't you make a potato soup or something last week? I was thinking about that for a couple of days. Oh, that sounds good.
I feel like I'm decent, but still not to the level of par for, like, most stay-at-home moms. Because, like, I work. Obviously, I'm on the show right now.
Yeah.
But, like, I spend a lot of time at home, and, like, I consider myself, like, taking that role as well. So it's like, you know, like, being in the NFL. I'm, like, in the NFL, but I'm definitely not one of the best ones. I'm one of those guys that's like, maybe I'll get 1 or 2 years if I'm lucky. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Here's what happens. You look back at your career, and people say, oh, my God, 4-time Pro Bowler. I had no idea. Pretty solid. You know?
Kick returner.
I'm like, wow.
Special
I had no idea.
Teams.
Yeah. That's a good role to have, you know? Long storied career, you know? Maybe you don't have a gold jacket, but you're in the hall of very good. How about that? That's a good place to be.
Well, I think that this applies to anything in life. If you apply yourself and you really try, even if you're not like the best at something, you can still be decent. Like, that's me with cooking.
Yeah, 1,000%. I am not good at cooking. I am not in the hall of very good. I am absolutely stuck at a FCS school on the bench. You know, there he is over there cooking up his hamburger helper for the 8th time this week. Well, Chelsea, as far as our bets go, I mean, there were some bad beats in the NFL yesterday, and you in particular had a prop bet. I mean, I thought of you. I was like, I'm not saying anything. That's brutal.
Both of these janks. So I turn on the Bears and the Cowboys game because I have two bets in this game. My only two NFL official bets of the weekend, and I'm ready for a shootout. First quarter, I had just turned on this game. I think there's 8 minutes left in the first quarter. CeeDee Lamb exits the game. I say to myself, what? My best bet and my biggest bet of the week is on CeeDee Lamb over 79.5 receiving yards, and he is not even going to play. I was like, okay, please, football gods, get him back in the game. Then they pan to him, and his shoe is off, and he's walking over to the sideline. Like, all right, maybe he's not coming back, and he did not return. He finished with 0 yards because he didn't play most of the game. Then I had Roma Dunes on the other side for the Bears over 62.5 receiving yards. He finished with 62. Jenks, I don't know how it could get much worse with these bets, but I will say this. Mm-hmm. There is at least some happiness that there were some other miseries this weekend. Like, I could have been on Rams plus 3.5. That was one of the worst beats I think I've ever seen live. And even some of these that just had the blocked kicks that, you know, you'd say to yourself, okay, this game's over. It's not over. So there were plenty of people who can commiserate with me on all of the bad beats over the weekend. I will say I did get one dub in baseball. We were both on the Red Sox on the money line. Great price on the better team with Garrett Crochet pitching. Red Sox went over the Rays 11-7, so 1-2 for the weekend for me.
Good job. I went, what did I go? 3-2 here. So went 2-1 on my baseball bets and then split my football bets over the weekend. Got a dub with Miami laying 7, got a loss with Utah on the money line. Donkster going out on a limb had Browns plus 8 hosting the Packers. Outright win for Cleveland. So as we wrap up the week, you went 4-4. I went 9-8-2. God. That's on the card. Donkster 4-1. As for our parlays, Double D goes 3-6-1. And the show parlay, rough weekend for us. 1-3-1. But we live to bet another week. It is Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Monday. And you mentioned that Eagles-Rams game. Man, what a finish here. What a game this was. The Eagles win it 33-26. The Eagles laying 3.5. The Eagles minus 190 on the money line. Your total at BetMGM set at 44 and a hook. The over hits. This looked to be a blowout at one point. The Eagles were down 26-7 in the third quarter. They come all the way back. Jalen Hurts leading Philly on a 17-play, 91-yard drive in the fourth quarter. Eagles go on top 27-26. Then with seconds remaining, Rams with a chance to win it, set up for the game-winning field goal. And this happens.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis! The big man looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on.
What a call courtesy of Fox Davis, the big guy, 61 yards for the touchdown. He reaches a speed of 18.59 miles an hour, fastest by a player over 330 pounds since 2017. The Eagles win their 12th straight at home on their second block kick of the day. What a return and what a bad beat if you were on the Rams plus 3.5. Just brutal.
Absolutely disgusting beat. Oh. Like, this has to be one of the worst beats of the season and one of the worst in the last few years.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You think to yourself, okay, maybe the Rams are going to pull out the win. Maybe misses the field goal, but whatever, you still cover. So it's one of those things from a betting standpoint. This one was really tough to watch. Ooh. But from a football perspective, boy, were you in for a treat if you are simply a football fan. Jenks, there were so many games this weekend where I stood up off the couch. And it takes a lot to get mom off the couch. You know, if her feet are up, you have to push the button and unrecline, you know, the leg rest. But what a game from the Eagles. And I keep thinking about this quote that I think Tom Brady was talking about last week when he was talking about, like, I can't remember what team it was, but a team that had a bunch of self-inflicted wounds. He said,
yeah,
you cannot win until you keep from losing. Didn't that feel like a theme in the NFL yesterday?
Yeah.
Because so many of these games could have been won, you know, at the last minute. And special teams do matter. Like, I think we do all these handicaps, and most of them do not include special teams.
Yeah.
But I think we saw, you know, very importantly yesterday, that special teams and all these little things, they still matter when the margin for error in the NFL is so thin.
Oh, I think it just goes to show how every single aspect, every single player, every single play. It sounds like a cliche, but it's so true, because how many times did we see a game turn on just a singular guy with an exceptional effort or just a block? Like, block field goals, which we'll talk about during the show, were maybe the theme yesterday. Like, special teams in particular really turned the NFL on its head, which is why you always hear coaches say special teams are the most important part of any football team, because you have offense and defense, but it's the special teams play that can really turn a game one way or the other. And we saw it again and again and again yesterday. It made for some great football, but also some, you know, head scratching moments or some fist shaking moments where, whether you were on one side or the other, maybe it affected a bet, or just in general, if you're cheering for your team and you see a blocked field goal or a blocked field goal return for a touchdown, you have to be looking at the stars and saying, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the wildest part of this game was they had an ISO cam on Jalen Hurts and his reaction of this. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Stone cold killer. He didn't even have a reaction. He was just sitting there in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. But, like, on the flip side, you heard the call from the Philly broadcast crew. Boy, was it amazing. So what is your takeaway from this game when it comes to the Eagles? Because I think that we hold this against some other teams when they lose games, or they win games by, you know, the skin on their teeth. But for this, I feel like this was a statement come from behind win for the Eagles. And I knew it took everything they had, including like one of the craziest innings we've ever seen. But at the end of the day, like, a win is a win in the NFL.
I think it's easy to, as much as you can get down on the Eagles, if you're looking for a negative way to frame the Eagles, it's easy to say, well, this offense isn't very dynamic and you guys are sort of sluggish. And, you know, by the third quarter, that's what people were saying. Now look at the Rams. Now you ran into a good team, a really good team. You're getting smashed at home. And the Eagles had an answer, which was, we can turn up the dial if we need to. It doesn't have to be just the tush push. It doesn't have to be just Saquon. By the way, Saquon had 18 carries, 46 yards. And instead, it's Jalen Hurts taking over, doing the thing that he's been criticized for, which is maybe not being a great passing quarterback. He got passing touchdowns to Devontae Smith, to A.J. Brown. So that will quell some of the A.J. Brown issues with him wanting to get the ball more. This was a team win, and then to do it on special teams, and then to now improve to 19-1 in their last 20 games straight up. This was the biggest come-from-behind win for the Eagles since they came back from a 20-point deficit against the Cowboys at the Vet back in 1988. That's how long it's been. So this is the Super Bowl champ saying, say whatever you want, we are still the champs until proven otherwise. This was a hell of a comeback.
Yeah, and to quantify it on the other side of the ball for the Rams, the Rams were 107-2 since leading leading by 19 plus points since 1984, 107-2. Like, that just shows how improbable that comeback is. But from an Eagles standpoint, I think it is a good sign when your team can win in multiple ways. Like, yeah. I think it just shows that it's a complete team. So, you know, you can win by domination, which we saw plenty of that last year with Saquon running down people's throats. Or you can win in a game where Saquon's not going off. He's only rushing for 46 yards, and you do it through the air because you have guys like A.J. Brown who can make those big plays on third down, and you do it with your special team. So I just think it's a good thing that you have these type of wins under your, you know, belt saying, hey, we can win in so many different ways. That's a sign of a good team, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And it's massive for confidence as well. Not that the Eagles were necessarily lacking for it, but certainly when you do something during the year and you say, look, we've been in this position before, you have the proof, right? Like, you can say, yeah, we've already done it this season, so it doesn't matter the situation that we're in. It's not just talk. We've already walked the walk. So it's taking an already confident team and kind of an angry team because they've been tired of hearing about the tush push and saying, now we even have the proof that we can do this. This is just going to embolden them throughout the season. And I do want to say, I mean, the special teams, which we did talk about, like, it was one blocked field goal after another. We talked about Jordan Davis. The Eagles had two yesterday. Then we saw Will McDonald Jr. of the Jets return a block kickoff or field goal for a touchdown. That put the Jets up one. Then Tampa Bay kicks a field goal to win it with time running out. And then Shelby Harris of the Browns blocked a potential game winner from the Packers, and that helped the Browns win outright against Green Bay. So, again, when you're a coach who says special teams matter, and that field goal unit in particular was the turning point in so many games.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, you kept thinking, is there a glitch in the matrix? Like, why do we keep seeing this? Because it was one play after another. And it's, like, in consecutive order where it was, like, within the next 5 minutes. Because you're like, is this really happening again? Is this, you know, a rewind of this last game? So it's one of those things where it almost feels like that saying about, like, there are no small parts, only small actors. Like, it feels like that for special teams. It's not a small part. It's only small if you make it small.
Oh, 1,000%. Imagine if you're one of these guys who were a part of these game-changing plays. We just saw some good football yesterday, and, man, just going back to the Eagles, as if they needed a boost. God, just straight-up winners. I mean, they just keep finding ways to win, and that's what champions do. Coming up next year in the show, the Giants call for a new quarterback, but will they get one? We're going to look back at Sunday Night Football as we get you going here on The Daily Tip. It is on the BetMGM Network, and great to have you with us on a Monday. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.